Blog Talk Radio.
Let us take to ourselves the house of Yahweh in possession. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the Brother Micaiah is your host, stepping in for the seer of Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah. What? Right now we're going to bring our elder in and let our elder say what this broadcast is all about, Yahuwah's broadcast, and we're going to let him fill you guys in on what Yahuwah got, what Yahuwah brings to his mind. Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah.
Oh. Okay. We're going to get our elder in, so we're going to get right to it then. But, we're going to bring in our mother. And when you see your mother with a loud voice, that V-O-T-T-Y, we like to say, Mother D of Israel, of C. Roy. Yahuwah bless you, Mother D.
And Yahuwah be with you, Brother Micaiah, the young lion C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mother D. Well, you know, we got worried that the chair is going to be running a few minutes late. But he's going to pick it up. So we're going to kick it off, Mother D. We're going to hold it down and grand style for and take care of Yahuwah's business. And we're going to get some Luke 12:12 going on and see how Yahuwah leads his ministry right now. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah. And we at VOTTY, we believe that. We believe that, VOTTY, that the righteous spirit teach you at that very same hour what you ought to say. So we're going to speak of Mother D. You can turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. And we're going to pick it up at verse 21.
Where you say go to?
1 Peter. We'll go to chapter 4.
Okay.
And pick it up at verse 21.
Okay.
Make it 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 11 read, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth, that Yahuwah in all things may be glorified through Yahuwah the Son.
Hallelujah.
To whom be the praises and dominions forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when we speak, we got to speak according to the oracle or the word. So we're going to go over there to the book of John. We're going to pick it up at John. Pick it up at chapter 14. And we're going to see what John chapter, St. John chapter 14, and we're going to pick it up at verse 26.
St. John chapter 14, verse 26. St. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Hallelujah. Wow. So we know that we're going to speak according to the oracles of his word, and we're going to go see if the comfort is going to teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance. Let's see what the comfort will bring back to our remembrance in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4.
Malachi.
Uh-huh.
Chapter 4, verse 4. And it reads, remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb, and for all Israel with the statutes and judgment.
So he tells you to remember the law. The Torah instructions, the first five books of the Bible. And let's find out what's in there that we need to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he says. In fact, we're going to precept our Bible and remember. And we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 46. And we'll get something about that remembrance. We're going to precept our Bible because we got to do it according to oracles of Yahuwah. We ain't got to go read it, Mother D, but Yahuwah let us know according to the book of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. Let's do a precept upon precept, line upon line. But we go precept our Bible over here to Isaiah chapter 46. We're going to pick it up at verse 8 and all the way down to verse 10, Mother D, if it's real. We're going to see, we know he told us to remember the Torah by instruction, but let's get another precept on this, remember.
All right. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 8 to 10, verse 8. Remember this and show yourselves men, bring it again to mind.
Mm-hmm.
All you transgressors. Mm-hmm. Verse
say,
9.
Bring it again. Brother D told me, bring it again to mind. All you transgressors. What do you want us to remember? What else do you want us to remember, Mother D of Israel? Verse 9.
Verse 9. Remember the former things of old. For I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures.
Now, that's a lot of meat. And he told us what to remember. He said, remember the former things of old.
Mm-hmm.
Told us what to remember, and we just have Malachi, the seer. We just heard Isaiah, the seer just tell us, remember, Yahuwah, let us remember the former things of old, but then we got Malachi, he tell us to remember the Torah instructions. And this is what the men bring back to your remembrance, these Torah instructions. You precept your Bible, let you know what to remember, these Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible. So, but he also said something very profound in verse 10. He said, declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, right? What the beginning that, Mother G, that we can read? What was that beginning? Genesis 1:1. That's the beginning. So we're going to go to get a case in point of that. Mother G. We'll go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, pick it up at verse 7.
Okay. Deuteronomy 2, verse 7. Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7. Let me read. Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show thee. Your elders, and they will tell thee.
Oh, so he said, ask the elders, and they'll tell you, right? Let's see. Okay, turn to Exodus. And let's see what happened on over there. He said, ask our elders and tell thee, right? Okay, so let's first get a report on, turn to Exodus chapter 3. Let's get a report about these elders. He said, ask thy elders and they tell thee. He told you, remember the days of old. And he said, ask thy elders and tell thee, right? So we're going to go back and find out what went on in the book of Exodus chapter 3. And pick it up at verse 15 and read verse 16.
Exodus
chapter 3, we want 15 and we want verse 16. I'm getting warmed up, Mother G. I'm getting warmed up. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to Exodus chapter 3. We want verse 15. We want verse 16. See, he said ask the elders. So we got to find out what to ask the elders, right? In order for us to find out what we got to ask the elders, we got to go back to what we can read.
Right.
We'll precept our Bible to find out what we have to ask the elders.
Mm-hmm.
So what we got going on, let's pick it up in the book of Exodus chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse 15 and verse 16. While I run this other scripture down, Mother D, take your time. You're on the clock.
All right. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, to Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16.
Who he said go tell that to in verse 16, Mother D.F. Israel? Who he sent Moses to go tell it to?
The children of Israel.
What did he say? What we can read right there? Read verse 16.
15? 16?
16. What did he say in verse 16 that we can read? Who he go tell it to?
Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
Yahweh said right here that he said, go tell the elders. I mean, he said, go gather the elders of Israel, right? And he told me, when he gathered the elders, I know he had to, and he told him what to tell them, but I just want to put a word on, I'm going to let the book do the talk. First Samuel chapter 9, verse 27, but I'm looking for the last words in there. It's at the last sentence, but you can give me the whole verse. I want the whole verse 27, but my hit is in the last line. Give me
that First Samuel.
We'll go to chapter 9, and we're going to pick it up verse 27. See, Yahweh letting us know right here that he said, "Go to the he told him gather the elders of Israel together, and he had to tell him. So if he had to tell him something, and he told him Yahweh appeared to me, but he also told him this too. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27, what did it read, Mother?
First, First Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahuwah.
So when Moses went and saw the elders, he went and gave his name, and he showed him the word of Yahuwah. Because that's what Yahuwah sent him to do. He sent him to give him the word of Yahuwah to the elders. So when he gave the elders the word of Yahuwah, they said, ask our elders, and they should tell you, what should they be telling us then, since they the ones that received it directly from the mouth of Moses, and they received it from the seer, the seer Samuel, the word of Yahuwah, because that's what the seer come to bring, the word of Yahuwah. And in this case, Moses was in a different position right here. You see, can I run it down? Moses, in this case, Moses wasn't a seer, but let's pick it up in Exodus. Before I go to my next hit, I want you, Mother D, go to Exodus and stay where you're in Exodus and go to chapter 4 and pick it up at verse 15. Give me 16. And give me 15 and 16. Let's get a case of point on. We're going to chapter 4.
And we're going to pick it up at what? 15 and 16?
Yeah, we want 15 and 16.
All right. Exodus chapter 4, verses 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads.
Give me 14. Drop 14 in there to make it sound good so we can know for the national audience so they can follow along where we're going. Okay. We don't know where we're going, Mother D, because we've gone up at Luke 12:12.
That's right. Exodus chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. 14. And the anger of Yahuwah was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he sees thee, he will be glad in his mind. Verse 15. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with.
Hold on, Mother D. Now, he says in verse 15, say, and who are we doing this talking right here when he said, you shall speak unto him and put words in his mouth? Is that not Moses just speaking to his brother Aaron and put words in his mouth?
Yeah.
Am I okay? I just want to get a witness to make sure I'm seeing that right. Okay,
yeah.
Pick it back where you left off at, Mother D.
Okay, in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of Yahuwah.
So we got a case on a point here that Moses was who?
Yahuwah.
What was Moses' position? So we got Moses' position was Yahuwah. And so they make Aaron was the what? He was the spokesman. So they make him That means Aaron was had something going on too then. So that means Aaron was
Moses was Yahweh to Aaron.
Right, Moses was Yahweh, and Aaron was Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's find out what Aaron
Exodus chapter 7, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it reads, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron, thy brother, shall be thou seer, a prophet."
So now, and we know that Moses was the Yahweh, right? And Aaron
mm-hmm.
was the seer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You might see that's a polluted word, though. The prophet is a polluted word. And let's see what happened with that. See, we don't know where we're going, Mother. I mean, remember,
yeah,
prophet. We're going back to 1 Samuel, Mother. We're going back to 1 Samuel. You want to clarify some before we find out about these elders. You want to clarify some about these first prophets. It's inside of the Bible that we see.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk something about that. We're going to First Samuel chapter 7. If I can get my... And we're going to pick it up at We're going back to that First Samuel. Pick it up at chapter 9. And we're going to pick it up at verse 6. Chapter 9, verse 6 of 1 Samuel. We'll get a breakdown about this word, prophet. And we're going to read, I want you to, read 6 down to verse 9.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 through 9.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, verse 6.
We're going to do a little read.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. And he said unto him, Behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man.
Mother D, a man of Yahweh, they say he's an honorable man, right?
Yeah.
I'm just make sure we're hearing this clearly. I'm going to put some little dramatics on it just emphasize certain things. You can continue to read.
All that he said come surely to pass. Let us go thither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we shall go.
What a man of Yahweh do again in that verse? What did he say in that last verse? He does go do what for them?
Show us our way that we should go.
So the man of Yahweh to show you your way on where you should go. You see that?
What?
The man of Yahweh, find out who this man of Yahweh is, though. But the man of Yahweh will show you the way you should go.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Keep that in mind, though. As we read, because sometimes these things get pointed out to us, Mother D, and that's what we're here for, to really emphasize these things so Israel can find out what's going on. Israel can wake up and see what's going on, that the man of Yahweh, what did he do again, Mother? He can do what?
Show us our way that we should go.
Pick it up at verse 7, Mother D.
Verse 7, then said Saul to his servant, But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man for the bread is spent in our vessel, and there is not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh. What have we? Verse 8, And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Behold, I have Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, "Come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer."
Wait, what? Mother DF Israel. Before time, read that again, Mother D. We want to clarify this for the national audience. What did he just say right there?
First Samuel, chapter 9, verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
Now keep that in mind. Before time it was called a seer, but now today, even daytime, and even that time when he wrote it, but before time it was called a seer.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, if you don't mind turning the book of Deuteronomy, give me chapter 4 and give me verse 2, and I'm gonna bag you up, mother. And we gonna tag team this thing, and I'm going over here to Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2, and I'm gonna slide on over here to Proverbs. Let me do some reading too now with the mother, did you know?
Okay.
All
right. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
What you say?
Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
Yea, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish out from it, that ye may keep the Torah instructions, commandments of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
So, Yahweh said don't add to his word, right?
Right.
Okay. And Yahweh said don't add to his word. He said don't add to it. So we go to Proverbs chapter. Let's get a stack of witness on that, Mother D. Pre-step our Bible. And I'm gonna go on here and go over here to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4. Matter of fact, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Right? And Mother D, have me that Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. And then give me that Hebrew polluted word for the book of Hebrew. I want you to meet me on over there 13:8. You'll give me that Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. And then slide to the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. I'm going to read this proverb. While you're going to meet me over that way, I'm going to read this proverb, chapter 30, verse 6. It says, Proverb, chapter 30, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "Add you not unto his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found to lie." So it looks like they just said that, can we just read that before time it was called a seer, and now today they called a prophet? But didn't Yahweh say, don't add to his word or you'll be found a liar?
That's
okay.
Right.
And what you reading over there, Mother D? I'm gonna let the book do the talk. What y'all got there?
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed."
So Yahweh said he don't change, right?
That's right.
Okay, so let's see what he said over in the book of Hebrew. Who knew the word for the book of Hebrew? Chapter 13, verse 8. What did you say over there?
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday and today and forever.
So, when we see that Yahweh don't change, and we only going off of, we just got done reading, right? He just said before time they was called seers, but now they called prophets. Yeah, well, I say he don't what they was called in the days of old. Remember the days of old.
But
it's the same today, right? So that makes that word. Tell you, what do you say over there in the book of Nehemiah? So, find out about that word, prophet. What do you have to say over there in the book of Nehemiah? Matter of fact, Mother, give me Ezra, chapter 2, verse 52. We gonna wrap the Ezra, E-Z-R-A. E-Z-R-A, Ezra, chapter 2.
Oh, the regular Ezra?
Yes, ma'am. Regular Ezra. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What chapter?
What's to this word prophet now that we know that before time it was called seers? And y'all watch this. Don't add to his word.
Right.
Y'all watch this. Don't add to his word.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll be found alive.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, let's find out who's not alive. Mother D, hold that for me, Mother D. Let's find out who's not alive. Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 2, Mother D. And then we'll go to the back of the book, and we're going to find out, see where he pulled that from. David had to pull the scripture. Yeah, we'll go to Titus. And we'll go to the back of the book, and we're going to pick it up at verse Titus 1. 1:2.
Titus chapter 1, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
In that beginning, we know that beginning that we can read is Genesis 1:1, right?
Wow.
And this is before. We know that was the beginning. So he said before. Mm-hmm. He said something. But he said he can't lie.
Right.
Didn't he say he pulled that scripture and go to Numbers chapter 23 and we're going to pick it up at verse 19, Mother D of Israel.
Okay.
I can't lie. I'm not a man and I'm lying.
Yeah.
So we can read that, Mother D. Yeah, we're going to Numbers
23.
Verse 19.
Okay. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Yahweh is not a man that he should
mm-hmm.
lie,
mm-hmm.
neither the son of man that he mm-hmm. should repent.
Mm-hmm.
As he said, and shall he not do it? Or
mm-hmm.
has he spoken, and shall he And shall he not make it good?
He said he should not make it good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't do no lying. Yahweh ain't on that page. Mm-hmm. He leave need that for matter of fact. We go to that. Bring me that EZRA, mother. About this word, we gonna go ahead and tie that on in since you holding that for me over there in that EZRA, that book of Ezra, on that chapter 2. 52. Right, we just found out that Yahweh don't lie, right? And we know Yahweh don't change. We know Yahweh said, I'm not a man that I'm a lie. So let's find out what's up with this word prophet that they use in the day, but before time it was still.
You said Ezra chapter 2?
Verse 62.
Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. Okay. These sought their registry among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted but from the priesthood.
So that word prophet as polluted as an old filthy lake or a pond with some old bogus fish up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the word prophet is a polluted word.
Yeah.
The word seer is before time. That's Yahweh's time. That's the one that don't change. What he stated from the beginning stays the same. He don't change.
Right.
So when he laid his lip down, when Yahweh said that you a seer, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta use a case of point. Mother D, I wanted to give an example. We gonna go to Genesis. I just wanna use this like Genesis, right? We gonna go to 32.
Yes.
Pick it up, Mother D.
Yeah.
Give me Genesis 32 and pick it up at I'm gonna give a good example. Go to pick it up at verse 24. And we're gonna do a little read. Let me just give an example of what we're saying about a word being polluted and not being used anymore. What Yahweh said and how he don't change. We're gonna give a perfect example in our Bible. This polluted. You know, Yahweh saying this what it is. Like he just told us one time it was called a seer. But today it's called prophet. And we just found out that word is polluted. You know,
right.
let me get a case of point, Mother. Before you read that, I'm gonna go to this Amos chapter 9. Before you read that, and let's see what they said about Amos.
Mm-hmm.
You just hold your marker right there for me, Mom.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pick it up and I'm gonna go to Amos chapter 7, verse 12. I'm going to Amos chapter 7, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, also, Amaziah said unto Amos, O you seer, go flee you away into the land of Judah, polluted word for Yada. And there eat bread and prophesy there. So here you go, right? He got Amaziah. So Amos, he called him the seer.
Mm-hmm.
They're right there. Amos the seer. So before time, they was called seers, but today they are called prophets, which is a polluted word. Get that word up out of here. So we're going to go get a good case of point before we go back to where we was at with the elders. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 32, and we're going to pick it up at verse 24.
Okay. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 reads,
mm-hmm.
And Jacob was left alone. and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Verse 25.
That was some big fighting, but it must be. That was some big old fighting Jacob was doing at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was doing some wrestling, wasn't it, until the breaking of the day, right?
Yeah.
Showing you what he really was doing, though. See, we got to take these scriptures and we got to make them our own because it's our book. So when we see something like this, we got to pay attention to what our father, what he just said about our father before his name changed Israel. He just said he was wrestling until the breaking of the day. Verse 25.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with
him. So I just want to put to emphasize this, that here we is dealing with a man, our father, Jacob, before his name changed to Israel, wrestling with a man. And as he wrestling, his thigh is out of joint. Now that's in pain, and you continue to wrestle. Pick it up, verse 26. I'm just putting an emphasis on the mother, because I really want us to pay attention to these scriptures.
Well, if I can bring something to your attention, in verse 32, it's telling who he was wrestling with.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read that?
Yeah, y'all bring it on in, Mom.
Genesis 32, verses 1. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of Yahweh met him. So he was wrestling with the angel, which they call a man.
Hallelujah, boy. See that's what the mothers is for. You know, when you got the young lion stepping up for trying to take care of y'all for our business. See that, and that makes me happy. Look, mother, help me out, hold it down. Well, that's what I'm talking about, mother. Hallelujah, boy. We rolling, mother. We at it. Where we at,
Mother? Verse 26. Genesis 32:26. And he said, let me go, for the day break. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with Yahweh and with men, and hast prevailed.
So we're going to stop right there, Mother. Now, he said, your name should no more be called Jacob, but Israel, right?
Yeah.
And now he said something there, but we go, he said something about, he said, I would not let you go except you bless me.
Right.
Now, before I touch on that, like I say, we never know where we're going, Mother. But we're going to preach that to 35, and we're going to pick it up at Genesis, same book, 35, we're going to pick it up at verse 9.
Genesis chapter 35, verse 9. And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram.
Hallelujah.
And blessed him.
Oh, he blessed him. And
verse
how he
10.
Blessed him?
Verse 10. Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 10.
And Yahweh said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. and he called his name Israel.
Okay, so Mother D, from that point on, what's Jacob's name?
Israel.
So we no longer call him Jacob no more. We call him Israel.
Right.
Why? Because Yahweh said it in Genesis 35, verse, read again for me, in verse 10. Read that verse 10 again for me.
Genesis 35, verse 10. And Yahweh said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob. Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel.
So what Yahweh says, that's the end of it.
That's the end.
We just put a man that don't change and he don't lie. So what he says, that's what he means. Yahweh said his name is Israel, and that's the end of it. Well, all we got to do is be a judge in 5:11. That's all we got to do, be a judge in 5:11. When he says something, what we do? We do a judge in 5:11. This is what we do.
Okay. Judges chapter 5, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
That they are delivered from the noise of archers in the palace of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous act of Yahweh.
What they got to rehearse? The what?
The righteous act of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Yahweh, continue.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Even the righteous act towards the inhabitants of his village in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gate.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. See, that's the thing. We got to rehearse the righteous act.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rehearse the righteous act. So when we see something, and Yahweh says something in his book that we can read, we rehearse the righteous act. So we no longer use the name Jacob no more from that point of Genesis 35. Once Yahweh got done, once he licked down, it's over with. So anything other than anybody using Jacob, that word is polluted. You calling our father Jacob is polluted. Because he said you should no longer be called by that name. That's the same way when we see things such as Jacob, or we see some we just got done reading about. That word seer, and then now before time was being used, and now today they use prophet. We see words like prophet. We know that word is polluted because we know our father don't change.
Right.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to go back to, I want to touch something before I go back and hit that elder's mother. He said something in that Genesis. And I just want to raise the point about that name again now, right? He said something in Genesis about that name, and it stuck out to me, mother. Can you go back and meet me back over there in the book of Genesis chapter 35? And I want you to read me verse 9 and verse 10 again.
Okay. Genesis chapter 35, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 reads, and Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paramadam. Paramadam. And blessed him.
You on point, my Padanaram.
Verse 10, and Yahweh said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel.
So, Mother D, what's the bless? when he told him in that verse 9, and Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again, and he came out of Padanaram and blessed him. What was the blessings that he, what was the bless, when he blessed him, what did he bless him with?
With the name Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the name. See, that's the thing, the name, the name Israel is a blessed name. It's a blessed name. You, let's go back and let's get a I want to just precept that back, Mother D, and I'm going to go back to that Genesis chapter 32, right? Because he said it again. Said it again in verse 29. Read that for me, Mother. Me read verse 26. Yeah, I want verse 26. And I'm all the way down to verse 29.
Okay. Genesis chapter 32, verse 26 to 29, verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but
That's
Israel.
Right.
For as a prince has thou power with Yahweh and with men, and has prevailed. Verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? And he said, and he blessed him there. And he blessed him there.
So here it is. We got two witnesses on the table. And we just put two witnesses on the table to show that the name Israel is a blessed name. That's a blessed name. So if you want to be walking around here, you want to get your coon, the Negro, the African American, the Native man, the Indian man, the Mexican, and whatever else you want to be, and you don't want the blessing, and call yourself about a blessed name. Matter of fact, let's see what he said over here in the book of the book of Numbers, chapter 6. And we're going to pick it up from 22 down to 27, Mother.
Numbers.
Yes, you want to talk about the blessed thing. I mean, I want to be called, I want the blessed. I don't know everybody else.
Okay. Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 to 27.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And I will bless
you
them.
The name of Israel on you, you are not even under a blessing. You're not even under the blessing of Yahweh. You don't even have the name of Israel among you. You supposed to be having that name, Israel. You're not under blessing. I mean, if you're not under blessing, it means you're under a curse. But you got to have a name, matter of fact. Let's go read and see what he said in the book of Isaiah. And we're going to pick it up at Isaiah. Yeah, I'm going to hold on at 65:13, but I'm... I want some out of there that I'm looking for about a name here. And he said something about that name that you need to have Israel. Let me see, can I pull it out here? It's somewhere up in Isaiah. Well, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5, must be. Y'all let us know. We're going to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5. Before you read that, I want to emphasize something about his name being blessed and you not having his name, and show you what Yahweh said something about you. You had his name. But Yahweh did let us know, he says in the book of Numbers, he said, I will bless them. But the blessings come when you put the name on your Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's some of the word God had a name. What did he say over there about that name that we can read him up?
Isaiah 44, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5 reads, one
mm-hmm.
shall say, I am Yahweh, and
mm-hmm.
another shall call himself by the name of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh and
mm-hmm.
surname himself by the name of Israel.
Hey, said something. So he said, yeah, hold on, but see, in verse 5, he said, mm-hmm. one should say, I am Yahweh. Another should call himself by the name of Jacob. But
mm-hmm.
another cried with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name Israel. So you got to have both.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gotta have the name of Yahweh, YHWH, the four letter man. And you gotta have
mm-hmm.
the name Israel. Oh, you ain't under the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not under the blessing. You under Isaiah 65, verse 13. Bring it on in now, Mother D. From verse 15.
Okay.
Bring it 65, verse 15 in now.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto
mm-hmm.
my chosen, for Yahweh
mm-hmm.
shall slay thee and call his servants by another name.
Ain't that so?
Mm-hmm.
You left your name for a curse, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You left your name for a Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're going to read verse 25 and 37. And I want to read verse 25 and verse 37. I'm not going to bring up the verse out. You stop at this 37. You left your name for
curse.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 25, and then verse 37.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 and 37, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25. Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemy. Thou
mm-hmm.
shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations, whether Yahweh shall lead thee.
Hallelujah. Wow. So you done left your name for astonishment, a proverb, a bad word, everywhere
mm-hmm.
you went, and all the nations, no matter where you were,
Mm-hmm.
You ain't calling yourself Israel doing no four-letter man. Y'all go out of these first five books, you under this curse.
Mm-hmm.
Mother D, we're going to go back to that. We're going to go back to the, about these elders. And what these elders should be, what they should be bringing to us. You said act our elders. You said remember, right? And we came all the way around it, and we got to go all the way back, mother. We just getting together, waiting on for our sis, where Steve Roy to get ready, you know, get on back and get all warmed up. But we're going to keep this going until he's ready to roll. So pick it up at Exodus chapter 20. There we go. That's what I wanted. Exodus chapter 20.
Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 20.
Mm-hmm. And pick it up at verse 8.
Okay.
Give me one thing. Give me verse 1. Because it's something to elders. Remember, he came to bring it. Remember, Moses came bringing that word. And we know Moses was Yahweh. And we know Aaron was the seer. And we just found out that a prophet was a polluted word, the seer. So read me verse 1, because Moses went and told the elders the word of Yahweh. And the elders supposed to tell us something. Give me Exodus chapter 20. Give me verse 1, verse 8, all the way down to verse 11.
Okay. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, skip down to 8 through 11. Verse 1. Exodus 20, verse 1. And Yahweh spake all these words, saying, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. Verse 10, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. And it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thou sons, nor thy daughters, thou man servants, nor thou maid servants, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thou gates. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Okay.
So the elders to be telling us about the word of Yahweh and telling us to keep the, remember the Sabbath day?
Mm-hmm.
He said, remember the days that, oh, ask that fight. Didn't he tell us then over there, ask the elders what we should know?
Mm-hmm.
The elders should be telling us to keep the Sabbath day too, right? So when Moses came to the word of Yahweh, he was telling us to remember the Sabbath day? Let's find out about that. Let's get another blessing on the table, Mother D.F. Israel. You know, we want to make sure we are. We want to make sure and voice the true Israelite for Yahweh that we in awe. We want to make sure we're doing the Judges 5:11, right? So we're gonna go to we talk about what he had to say over there in the Book of Genesis. Going back to the beginning. Let's go read chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
Genesis, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day Yahweh ended his works, which he had made. And he rested day from all his works which he had made. verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which Yahweh created and made.
So, what day is the blessed day?
The seventh day.
Seventh day. So, the elders supposed to let us know to keep that seventh day, that blessed day, huh?
That's right. That's the blessed day.
That seventh day is the blessed day, right? So let's see what y'all right. have to say about 7 days in the book of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick it up in verse 58. Give me verse 13. Give me verse 14.
Isaiah 58.
Yes, ma'am. We want Isaiah 58. We want verse 13. We want verse 14.
Isaiah chapter 58, starting at verse 13.
Yeah, pick it up at verse 13, and we want verse 14.
All right. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, and it reads, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thine pleasure on my righteous day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the righteous of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
honorable, and shall honor him not, doing thine own ways, nor
mm-hmm.
finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it.
Give me Isaiah chapter 56.
Okay. Okay.
And pick it up at verse, give me verse 1 and verse 2.
Isaiah 56, verses 1 and 2, verse 1. Thus says Yahweh, ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and
mm-hmm.
my righteousness to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man, and the son of man.
God, must be one quick second. So you bless if you do this. That's something I want to point out. He said you bless if you do this. What you got to
mm-hmm.
do to be blessed?
Do this. Okay. Well,
pick it up. Yeah. Let's pick it back up at that verse 2 and read at the top at verse 2.
Okay. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lay hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keep his hand from doing any evil.
So, you bless for keeping the Sabbath and from doing any evil.
Mm.
This is how you bless. These are the blessings. Yahweh let us know, Israel. You bless me, you do the Torah instructions. You bless me, you keeping the Sabbath.
Mm.
And keep the Sabbath
right.
day. He said, my righteousness is to be revealed. That's what we're doing. We're revealing this righteousness. What's that righteousness that we can read? We'll go to Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up at chapter 6, verse 25.
They're coming to see us.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, well, we've been live for the last hour and 18 minutes, and the young lion and the lioness, Mother D.F. Israel, have been holding down in grand style, and that's what it's all about. Fox tail hair been lit. The curtain hair went up. This ministry is going to take its toll on the known world, no doubt about it. And that's what we're looking for. You know, that's what we're looking for. Those that are going to step up to the plate and just do Yahuwah's business. And that's what it's all about, see, right here. And see, you got old Mother D of Israel. You know, she prepared to help the young lions get paper bags. See, that's a good thing. That's what it's all about. As we keep telling you, if you keep on reminding the things about one accord, one mind, one set, and then Yahuwah going to show you, and that's what I'm telling you, that you have to communicate with the brothers and sisters. You can't, you got to see where they're at by hearing their voice and seeing where they're at. See if they're shady, see what they're on. So that's the whole thing. And see, one thing about Mother D.F. Israel, she'll watch you. She know when you're on something. She'll know when to get in there and help you out, give you a little pat and get you and push you on down. You know how you do. They get dust them back off and get them back going again. So that's what it's all about, see, Roya. All right, so we're going to say Yahuwah be with you. We know the international side is jam-packed and a lot of questions, memos everywhere saying, but one thing about it, the young lion is holding down and the mother was making sure he hold down in grand style, and that's why what it's all about. So I'm going to say with a loud voice with young lion, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, Yahuwah be to that seed, right?
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel of the Lord. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mother D.F. Israel, steady, 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 steady. Always ready to go. That's a great thing. Mother D of Israel, Yahuwah BJLC Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of C Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent. And I'm looking at Detroit. Out there around Detroit, she said, well, Seer, listen, I'm ready to go too. I was, you know, I'm a baby. I'm hands on deck. Campo, that's how you talking, your hands on deck, Campo. Princess Leor Israel out of Tribe Yahuwah Judah. Are you hands on deck, as your memo say? You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Your Israel King Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was all about, see? Hands on, it's hands on deck. See, that's what it's all about. This is all about things. So I'm going to get on in there, and I thought just say, well, I've been in the room ever since about, 6:51, and young lion was throwing it down in grand style, and mother make sure that you're on the right track. So I just ran back and got my composure together, got me a little herbal tea, and just ran back, and I was just listening. But I'm seeing all these memos on the table, so I guess it's time for me to make my presence, no doubt about it. But the pocket tail hair been lit, the curtain hair went up, and that's what it's all about. So, Brother Micaiah, I see you sitting in the host spot in grand style. So, since you're hosting the broadcast, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what do you say that we can read there, Brother Young Lion? Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And see, and you know, and I believe that, but one thing about it, we have to understand that Yahuwah got order. He set up order. And remember, even in the kingdom, it's going to be order. Everything going to be order. And that's the problem we have today. We understand that. You know, they use a cliche, no man is an island. We understand that. But in the same token, order. Order. We got to step to the plate and do some order. And you do your order, Yahuwah will intervene. He's going to intervene. You got a reason he's going to intervene. But you got to recognize what order is on the table and what he has said. And when you text one another, you got to say, hey, I'm texting you to give me a call because I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to see what your response be. Because we have to know that you're ready to take care of this business. We're going to give you a case in point about order in Yahuwah's word. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 there, young lion, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, can you help me out on what it says? And I need a name out of Deuteronomy 1, verse 1. What it says we can read in 1:1?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, these be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
In the wilderness.
Right. So he spoke, so this message is for all Israel. So he got a message for all Israel. And you made it plain that if you don't know that you are a member of all Israel, and what do we say we can read in 9:31? What do we say in St. John 9:31? See, it's very important to hear something, and we're going to open up. But what it says in 9:31? St. John there, young man.
Book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 31. 31 reads, now we know that Yahuwah heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of Yahuwah and do his will, him he heareth.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty good, but I'm short a part of what I'm looking for. You know, maybe Maldia, Israel, young lions, and technical. They said, those that don't know the law, they are cursed. That's the verse I need. If you don't know this, you are cursed. It's somewhere in there as we try to sit down and unmask a couple of things. It's somewhere there, young mind, that if you don't know, you are cursed. If something about that, maybe I'll come back with it tomorrow if y'all don't pull me out while we trying to get ourselves all situated for this nice episode that has already been going good. I sort of just sit back and let you go some more. But then here come the WCC saying, Siri, you know, this is my radio station. I started to cut him off. Well, yeah, that you started to cut somebody off. You know, we understand that. But your day is a song saying, our day will come and your day will come. Sooner or later.
Yeah.
It's all about all kinds. It's all I can tell you. What you got?
Seven.
What you got
John,
there? 7:49. Are you lying?
John, 7:49.
Let the old seer hear that. What that say in St. John 7:49. What it say that young man?
St. John chapter 7, verse 49 reads, but this people who knoweth not the law are cursed.
You see that? You see that, Siri? See, if you don't know the law, you're cursed. The law is order, structure, order. It's structure, order. We said so close. You know, you be saying, ooh, 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 ooh. You're right there. You're so close that you hit my spot. You're right there. Oops, you're right there on the spot. We just that close, but we don't know it because we don't have the vision to see this thing getting ready to bust wide open. So skip down to verse number. We read 1:1 with no problem. But look what it says in verse 8. Then we'll skip down to verse 13. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8, and skip down to verse 13, because we're going to get a point out of this. It's a point that we're going to bring out, spirit led through Yahuwah, about order. Because every now and then, you know, they would hijack the old seer, have some special guests coming in, you know, from a different organization. And they say, oh, why the seer got to run now? Hold on, we come to deliver him up. I said, no, you didn't come to deliver me up. You come to hold me up. That's what you come to do. That's but we already know one thing. The fox tail have been lit and the curtain have went up. You know, I can entertain y'all a little bit and show you that you ain't on nothing. Because I know one thing. Maldia of Israel had to hammer down, and she was ready to go. She said, okay, well, hey, I'm ready to go. What time the broadcast? Come on, stick on at 6 o'clock. I'll be there. So that's it. That's it. So, skip down to verse 8 and 13. Let's read a little bit and see what's going on here.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 13. Verse 8 reads, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahuwah swear unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Take you wise men and understand and know among your and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you.
You see that? Now look what man just said. You see, that's the word meant for everybody up right there. You can take wise men and I'm going to make them rulers over you. And then we have the same token. Soon we hear words like obey, rulers over you, then we all get in a, you know, we fall into Christianity. Soon you hear words like rulers over you and obey, then you fall right off into now, you're sitting there. Soon these words that say obey, rule over you, stuff like that, then we all get it. But here's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, this is a shadow that he's showing us now in the kingdom is going to be structure order. So if you cannot understand that this is a shadow or order now, you will not be in the kingdom because the kingdom will be ran by order. So that's why he's telling us now, pick it up at exactly how order is supposed to be set up, and then you got to watch the men that start putting this order in place because you got to look like the order of the Bible for Yahuwah to intervene. So 14 down to verse 17, and we're going to really peep at 17 real carefully. So look, what it says in 14 down to verse 17, and Moses of Israel have me the chronicle book waiting on me, the chronicle book chapter 19, 5 through 7 and verse 9. Well, see, we're going to look at something real carefully. Look what it says to bring out 14 down to verse 17. Come on. Come on there, young line.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14 down to, chapter 1, verses 14 down to 17. Verse 14 reads, and you answered me and said, the thing which you have spoken is good for us to do. Verse 15. So I took the chief of the tribe, wise men, known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over 50, and captains over 10, and officers among your tribe. Verse 16, and I charged your judge at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brothers, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Verse 17, you shall not respect person in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is Yahuwah, and the cause is too hard for you. Bring it unto me, and I will hear.
Hold that point. Now right there. Now that is a great big statement. So when the righteous officers, when the righteous leadership is in place, when they tell you one thing, what is really going on that's coming out their mouth, he just dropped a bombshell in verse 17. So when anointed leadership that have went through the fire is in place, when they tell you something, what did the Bible just say? It says, not be afraid of their faces, for the judgment is Yahweh. See, Yahweh is not coming down, see, Roy. He's not coming down until it's time for the beatdown. So when Yahweh put merciful men, that is the judgment that come from their mouth is from Yahweh. And if they don't apply it according to Yahweh, Yahweh will remove them. That's why we got to recognize something. We waiting on Yahweh to come and intervene. He ain't doing it that way. He's telling you exactly how he's going to do it. He told Moses to set up anointed leadership, Moses, that you know that the peoples is all good, that's wise in the scriptures. And when they open their mouth, the judgment is not coming. It comes from them, but it's coming from Yahweh. So that's the point trying, well, you know, you got people saying that, well, I'm waiting on Yahweh to tell me something. Tell you something through these men. Huh? He tell you, that's why you got to know who labor among you. Because when leadership is put in place, Yahweh speak through the mouth of the mothers. He speak through the mouth of anointed leadership. He put it in them. He ain't coming out and saying nothing to you. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries, so we're going to precept that. We're going to precept that to understand. He said, look, make your move. You train them the right. That's why I keep saying what I'm saying about these text messages. Don't text nobody nothing but no more than to call you. Now, once they call you verbally, throw a scripture to the table. And do you want to see what their response is? Because you'd be surprised of their response. I'm going to give you a case in point. Remember the unit in Acts chapter 8? The Spirit told Philip to go catch the chariot man in 8:29-30. And he asked the man a question. Do you know what you read? Or like I said, it's like you're texting somebody. You text somebody, okay, fine. He was sitting there reading a book, and he asked the question, do you know what you read? In 8:29-30. He said, how can I? Unless some man guide me. So anointed leadership got to guide the peoples. So if you got time, if they got time to hear, then you can see where they at. You can tell when they on fire or they're doing a cameo. But if you just text them, give them five scriptures, it's like the man in the unit just reading the book. He don't know what he read. But our things is come and break this thing down. So now we know in verse 17 that when anointed leadership is in place and they got no respect of person, what comes out of their mouth is the order of Yahweh. This is in verse 17. So you go look at them exactly, anointed leadership. Exactly is Yahweh speaking through these anointed leadership, because you just can't put anybody in that position. That's why you got to try to see if they're ready to go. So now we put a precept that mother of Israel. We're going to precept that to 2 Chronicles 19, 5 through 7 and 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 19. 5-7 and 9,
Moses
of Israel. You're on the clock, come on.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verses 5 through 7 and verse 9.
Let's see if we tie in his precept.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verses 5-7 and verse 9, verse 5. And he set judges and the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yahda, city by city. Verse 6, and said to the judges, take heed what you do, for ye judge not for man, but for Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment. Verse 7, wherefore now let the fear of Yahweh be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with Yahweh, our Yahweh, nor respect a person, nor taking of gift. Verse 9, and he charged them, saying, thus shall ye do, in the fear of Yahweh, faithful, and with a perfect mind.
Mm-hmm. So you see, that's why you'll know what a person's body language. You'll know by their speech, their tone. You'll know by how they handle through strip. You'll know, but you're not going to know about just sitting there texting them. You'll know by when you communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, Moses, D.F. Israel, look what it says, and Detroit, Michigan, have me 1 Corinthians 6, verse 1, waiting on me. Look what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 12 and 13. And Detroit, have me 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Have that waiting on me. What does it say, Mother G.F. Israel?
1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I forgot the verse.
Verse 12 and 13.
Okay.
12 and 13.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12. And we beseech you, brother, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahweh and admonish you. 13.
Wait a minute, Mother D.F. Israel. He said, okay. I beseech you, I'm telling you the order thing. He said, what again in verse 12?
Okay. Beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahweh and admonish you. Verse 13.
So the one that labor among you, talking about anointed leadership, they are over you. See, that statement by all men is created equal. No. You got to understand something. It's order about things. You can't contact Mr. McDonald, the hamburger man, and say, well, I'm equal with you. He said, well, how so? How's you equal with me? You can't contact the CEO or whatever. He said, CEO, I'm equal with you. You said, how so? Understand what the man's saying. The one that labor among you of anointed leadership, you have to understand they are over you in Yahweh. But it's for your good. Not just over you. You understand that you will never be equal with the Burger King man or the McDonald man. You know that. You know you're not equal with him. But you got, and when you in a court of law and there's a judge up there in that black robe, hey, judge, I'm equal with you. He said, what you just say? Hey, I'm equal with you. He said, Baylor, you got one. Just put him in the back way, back in the back, and leave him back there for a little while until he come to his senses. See, we got to understand something. Yahweh set structure, leadership in place. You got to recognize it. You got people that's over you. But it's for your good if you apply it like that. Although we put on our pants the same way, put on our dress the same way. But it's going to be order. It's order in heaven today. And the ones that make it, you're going to have to be in order to make it. You ain't going to be able to do your own thing. You're going to be in order. But you're going to be happy by doing it. So he says in 12 and 13, one more time, Mo, D.F. Israel, what it say?
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and verse 13, verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahweh and admonish you, verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves.
And he said, honor them. He said, honor them that you see labor in Yahweh. You got some in these six anointed camps, they take this job very serious in Yahweh. They take this very serious. He said, well, you know, I don't honor no man. No one. But listen, what did Yahweh just say to you? He told Yahweh was speaking from the mouth of Shorty Paul. So Paul was telling the brethren, that's the Thessalonians, at Thessalonians, that you got to honor worthy leadership. You're not equal with them. They are over you. Although I'm a little short, frail-looking man with a big old voice, but I clamor louder and slap a taste out your mouth. That's what he just said. So he's telling you that you got to honor anointed leadership. But the leadership you got to honor, let me pull a rabbit out of here. Tell me out there, young lion. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But let me show you what kind of leadership you don't honor. And if you see the one who's the opposite of this, just opposite of this, then you know you're working with something. So in the book, Ezekiel, young lion, the 13th chapter, what do 1 and verse 5 say? So you got to recognize, wait a minute, you got to recognize leadership from this point of view right here. And then you got to compare if what you see in this or is the opposite of this. Ezekiel 13, verse 1 and 5.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. Verses 1 and 5. Verse 1 reads, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 5, you have not gone up into the gap, neither made up the heads of the family of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Yahweh.
You see that? So the ones he's talking about, the ones that have been in the gap, the one that's ready to go on feast day, Sabbath day, get in where they've been at. That's how you know who's who. Cameo ones, you'll know who. I might be the class. I'll be the class, but then they're not dependable. Imagine if you was the guy to open the bridge up and let the cars through. And you're not dependable. And you leave the bridge up. And the cars coming through, they're going to run into a ditch, fall in the river somewhere. See? So you got to know who labor among you, and that's how anointed leadership is put in place. The one that's standing in the gap, but they got to stand in the gap like second book of Adam and Eve, chapter, your book is 17. Verse 1 and 3. And your book is 17, verse 1 and 3. My book is 12. So this is how you got to stand in the gap. So this is when you know somebody, you ready to do this business in Yahweh, young lion. What can we read out of the book of Adam and Eve, chapter, your 17, my 12, verse 1 and 3? You on the clock, come on.
Okay, the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 17 in my book, verses 1 and 3. Verse 1 reads, then Jerry kept his father's commandments and arose like a lion over his feet. He fed them in righteousness.
Wait a minute. So he kept the commandments, the order of his father. So when he was on the clock, what did he do with the peoples?
He arose like a lion over his feet.
Take that out. You see that? Now go to verse 3.
Verse 3. At the end of these said years, there came unto him this sign, as Jerry was standing like a lion before the bodies of his father, praying and warning his people.
That's all I want to know about him. How was he dealing with his people? He was over his people like a lion. And see, that's what we got to do, Six and On the Council. We got to be over our people like a lion, but we got to roar with the understanding of Yahweh's word. We have to recognize who labor among you, and the one that labor among you, it got to do with seniority. It's got something to do with you stepping to the plate and you prepared to take care of Yahweh's business. We got to get a case in point. Detroit, let's go back. Let's back. Hold that point. I know you was on something already. But let me show you what we mean, Camp 4. Let me show you what we're talking about. Let's go to 1:26 of Acts. 1:21 down to verse 26. Listen to this conversation. Detroit, Camp 3. Matter of fact, before you all come on, receive a blessing from Camp 3 out there around Kankakee by saying, Camp 3, Sister V, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, Yahweh BJL, see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer. Shalom.
All right. Yahweh be with you.
I just got
Yahweh
on. Yahweh
be with you there, Camp 3.
Thank you. Same with you there and everybody that's there on the blog. I have just got on, so I haven't heard anything yet. So go on, carry on, and have a great evening. Shalom.
All right, Esther. That's Camp 3 out of around Kankakee. See, I'm going to be all ears, but I'm always taking notes. Let me tell you something, Sid. You don't think when I come in the room I ain't taking notes. He said, I'm taking notes, and I'm about the word of me some Yahweh. That's Sister B. Israel coming out of Camp 3 around Kankakee. All right. So now Camp 4. Let's see if we get on back to what we was on. And because one thing about it, you got to know who labor among you, who dependable. So now we're going to look at something in 1:21 down to verse 26 of Acts. Take your time, Camp 3, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. You on the clock, come out.
Acts 1, verse 18
to 21. Pick up at 1:21 to 26. Pick it up, Acts chapter 1. We just go on taking a look at the order of things, and don't think that Yahweh don't understand something. So now, one of the men of the 12, he came short. He kept on pushing that suitcase around him until he bit and said, look here, how much you need for me to deliver this brother up to you, O Yahweh the Son? And he covered with 30 pieces of silver. But Yahweh knew all the time that was orchestrated way back there in Zechariah. So he went and hung himself, and the rope broke, and he fell and busted himself up open like a watermelon. So there was one man short. So now they have to figure out, we one man short. Now, what process do we go through when we one man short? Let's see the process that you go through when you one down and you're one short. What do you look for to understand who holds the label among you? Acts 1:21 down to verse 26. You on the clock, come up.
Acts 1:21-26. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that Yahweh the Son went in and out among us. Verse 22.
Hold that point.
Beginning.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point. Hold that point. Read that again now, Camp 3.
Chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that Yahweh the Son went in and out among us.
Oh, so they wasn't doing no cameo appearance. They was around. What kind of time were they around our tempo?
They were around Yahweh the Son all the time.
All the time. There you go. That's it, Richard. That's it. That's the game changer. All the time. He said, now we don't got it down to two men that was around even when Yahweh the Son put us together. And they was around what kind of time?
All the time.
Yeah, hallelujah, Yahweh. Today. So now listen, six and on the cap. Understand that. When you put people in position, the people's got to be around you. What kind of time, Campo?
All the time.
Stay go right there. So that's how you make a judgment. You make not based upon seniority. You make a judgment on those that are around. What kind of time?
All the time.
Glory.
Verse 22, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection? Verse 23, and they appointed two, Joseph, called Barnabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, verse 24. And they prayed and said, Thou Yahweh, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether all of these two thou hast chosen. Verse 25. That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgressions fell, and that he might go to his own place. Verse 26, and they gave forth their lotus, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
You see that? So there's what they're saying, right? So it fell down to Justus and Matthias. And he said, we noticed that ever since the beginning, they were talking way back in the beginning, and what was going on in the beginning that we can read? Mother D of Israel. He said this was going on in the beginning. So let's see what kind of beginning is he talking about that we can read. They said, now these guys right here of the 12, but they was around to the beginning, and then you got to go back and see exactly what's going on in the beginning that we can read. How about looking at Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 down to verse 23, young lion? Let's see what it says that we can read. So when you putting brothers and sisters among you, you watch the one that comes in with the great big old mouth and I do this, I do it, I do it, I do it. He might have a great big mouth, look good, but you got to always remember of Mother D of Israel and Sirach 6 verse 7. Never forget this, six anointed camps. Never forget what's written. Mother D of Israel and Zerah 6 verse 7, what it say that we can read?
Zerah chapter 6 verse 7. If thou wouldest get a friend, prove him first, and be not haste to credit him.
You see what he's saying? And see, now what we'll do, we'll let those that come in that sit up by other people. He's all you got to do is come in, be prepared to be the one to maybe have your wife to always cook a meal for them, bring the meal in, and in time and something to do. I do it. Whatever, I do it. You see? So then all of a sudden, that spirit will lure you to sleep. Because they be so dependable, and they might even bring you a bag of groceries. They might do all the things to lure you to sleep. But Yahweh, I tell you, don't worry about that when you in anointed leadership. Don't make your callings on appearance.
Right.
Prove them to see, and you know how you prove a lot of people's? Is by dropping a scripture on them and watch their demeanor, either eyeball to eyeball or even on the phone, what they know about that scripture with a precept. And if you know you went over it already and they ain't got it, the reason they ain't got it because they not there for the right reason. So you got to be clear about that, because you got the right reason. See, Yahweh will... Give me a, let me show you what Yahweh will do. Read that, I know you're holding something, Brother Micaiah. So, Mother D of Israel, read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1:1 down to verse 5. Listen good. What he telling you, but you can understand is how Yahweh operates. Once you understand how Yahweh operates, everything will be a 1 Kings 14 to you. Come on in. I was expecting you. Because you can watch everybody from the pages of the book. He'll give you that discernment if you follow his rules and regulations. Because I'm telling you something. If you not in one of these six anointed camps for the right reason, Detroit, go to 23:32, the book of Numbers. Help me out real quick. Let me get a verse in. Let me get a verse in. See, if you're not there for the right reason, listen, I'm plainly. Y'all will make it so plain to you. Let's see what it says that we can read. And Numbers 32, verse 23. Make it Numbers 32, verse 23. Look what it says. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Listen to this verse right here. Come on.
Numbers 32.
Verse 23.
Numbers 32, verse 23. And it reads.
Yeah, what it say?
But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against Yahweh. You have sinned against Yahweh. And be sure your sin will find you out.
You read that again.
Verse 23, but if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out.
And be sure. So be sure to understand one thing. Your sin's going to find you out. So just because a person got a truck, car, make the best free will offering, pay his alms, and all we got sleeves roll up, if they got sin in them, your sin's going to find you out, pages of the book. Because this is what we know, Mother Dear of Israel, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 down in verse 5. Listen good. What it say?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, verse 1. Love righteousness, you that be judge of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind, seek him. Verse 2. For he will be found of them that tempt him not, and show himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3. For forward thoughts separate from Yahweh and his power. When it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse 4. For unto a malicious soul wisdom shall not enter, neither dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. Verse 5. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness come in.
Okay, because you're going to have traps that come in, and they come in the same way they always came in. If you search any history, what always take you down is somebody get close enough to you, and they do all the right things. They lure you in to be always jotty on the spot. But I'm going to tell you something. They can be jotty on the spot. But how you try them is through the word of Yahweh, because the word of Yahweh will frustrate them. You will say about a verse, and see, their mind already been set up by somebody else to try to lure you in to deliver you up. They're not going to be able to do the Bible and wickedness at the same time, because Yahweh going to deaden your brain. See, when you watch a person that's among you, and he can't remember nothing, his brain is, that means he ain't studying. So how you, if you're not studying, then we know quite naturally something else got your attention, because you're not sharp on anything. Just like when we dropped the verse down early in the lesson, we said, and I said something, and Mother Dee of Israel and the young lion said, well, 7:49 in the book of St. John. Because my mind was on one verse. We done the 7:31. But what I was talking about was 7:49, and the young lion caught up on it. So that's the young lion burned a little bit long. But those that can get so close to you, you can tell you just only close to me for a something to come that's not in my favor. Why? Because you can't. He's not gonna allow you to keep up. So like Mother D. F. Israel said, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but why don't you you swing up to that 32nd chapter and read about that old angel in 31:1. So I said, well, so what that mean? That means she's putting time in, she listening, she understands, and she prepared to help you. But those that got another agenda, they will never be able to help you in the scripture, because Yahweh is not going to allow them to do it. He's going to keep them always thumbing around in the scriptures. And you'd be wondering, brother, why you can't find Genesis anymore? What's going on with you, bro? Why you can't precept this Bible? Why nothing coming to you? Because his mind is somewhere else. He's getting information from somebody else, and Yahweh is deadening you. He done told you plainly, hold that point. He done told you plainly, Brother Micaiah. He told you plainly in the 5th chapter make it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Listen what he got written in 5, verse 9, and we're just going to read down a little bit. Now we have told you probably in the last night lessons and other lessons. So we found out plainly when you jump in the book of Corinthians, if you keep it up, you recognize he's talking to the brothers that's in Corinth. He's not talking to white man and white woman. So all our lives we've been thinking this is Paul going to the Corinthians. Yeah. He's going to the Israelites, kept up in other tapes. You'll know that. And that's what we're saying. Those about this, they're going to keep up. They're going to be ready to go. So in 5 verse 9, young line, Brother Mackay, help me out. Let's see what it says in 5 verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 5, 9. What does it say? Brother Mackay. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9.
Booker, you want 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Verse 9 reads, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Verse 10. For we must...
Wait a minute. Read verse 9 again.
Verse 9. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him.
Of him, Yahweh. See, we labor. See, oh, we don't wait until you peeping at us. We prepared in this thing, well, you know, because we won't be accepted of him. So we put the work in. We just don't pick this thing when time to go on the broadcast. We put the work in. So, and each of my labor, not worldly labor, is Yahwali labor work. See, we understand our, we call that word called vocation, or what they use that word. I hope I'm saying that word right. If I'm saying that word right, vocation, at Camp 3, if I'm saying that word right, let me ask Camp 3 a question. If I'm saying that word right, vocation. If I'm saying it right there, Camp 3.
Are you speaking about vocation, like for school, for education?
Yeah. Like, right. Like your occupation in that kind of way.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If I'm saying it right.
Got it right.
Mhm. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. See that? So I'm saying it right. Excellent. That's what I don't know is I'm saying it right. So we label in Yahweh's word. See, we just don't pick this up, because if you pick this up when we come on a broadcast, you'll be all over the place. So we got to prepare ourselves, and we got to label in Yahweh's word. Give me some more of that. Give me some more, young line.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, for we must all appear before judgment seat of Yahweh the Son, that everyone may receive the things done in his or her body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad.
Mm.
Hold that part. You see what the man said? So he telling the brothers at Corinth, see, we're not beating the air. We know what we're doing. He said it will be a judgment one day. And he's saying that whether it be good or bad, you're going to come to the throne of Yahweh one way or other. So you can drag your feet. He said, we just don't labor because, you know, when you peeping at us. No, we burning midnight oil when you on something else. Because we know that you got the mental spirit watching us and taking notes. If you put the spirit on you to help your people, you just can't do it when you watching. You got to do it when you are absent from that person. You got to be labored in this work. It'll show up soon as you touch the Bible. So he talked about the show, whether you labor in Yahweh. And that's why we're saying about texting brothers and sisters. You can text them all day long, you're not getting nowhere. But when you verbally communicate with them, you'll know exactly why you ain't grow past this verse here. Then you'll know something else got their attention. And it might not be in your favor. Think about it. Give me some more. Come on, read.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 11. Verse 11, read. Knowing therefore the terror of Yahweh, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto Yahweh. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience.
You hear the man said? You hear Paul just said? He said, what he's saying, interpret, we know that the terror of Yahweh is something you don't want to be part of. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat with Moses of Israel and hope we can pull it out. See, you don't want, see, what Paul is telling you, I'm clear about the terror of Yahweh. Because something you need to know about this man, you know, the world called him Sweet Jesus. But we're going to tell you about this man and Job, Issachar's boy in the 18th chapter, verse 11 and 14. We're going to tell you about Issachar's boy. And Job chapter 18, mother D.F. Israel, what it said we can read about the, Paul said we know about the terror of this man. Yeah. He's going to tell you, and Issachar boy, the one that he pulled this from, in the 18th chapter, verse 11 and 14, what do we read, mother dear of Israel?
Job chapter 18, verse 11 and verse 14. Verse 11. Terror shall make him afraid on every side and shall drive him to his feet. Verse 14. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terror.
Hate that something. Mm-hmm. So Paul said, look here, one day you going to face the king of who?
Terror.
You see the man saying? So Paul said, look here, you going to face the king of terror. You think you're in a bad community now and, well, you know, I don't want to go up there. Listen, in time to come, you're going to go eyeball to eyeball with the king of terror.
Okay.
And he going to say in 1927, the book of Luke, Mother Dear of Israel, what he going to say in 1927 of Luke? You're going to face the king of terror, one of these days, whether you sleep now, he going to wake you up and you going to stand before, he going to stand you like a toy soldier. You going to stand before the king of terror. And look what he says in 1927 of Luke about the king of terror. Look what he had Luke, the physician, to write about the king of terror. What did he say?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But those, my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me.
You see that? You see what the king of terror going to say? He going to say, you didn't want me to rule. You didn't respect leadership. Through anointed leadership mouth told you that my thing is about order. There's a shadow getting in order. You didn't want to get in order. You don't like to obey. Okay, now, you before the king of terror. Now, Brother Micaiah, hold what you got. Let's show you what he's going to say in the 98th chapter of the book of 1st Enoch, 11 and 12. Now, you before the king of terror. Now, we paint the picture what's going to happen when you before the king of terror. First Enoch 98:11-12. Let's all listen real carefully. Now you on the clock. So now you've been cameoing Yahweh's business. You didn't want him to rule over you or who he appointed to tell you what he owned. Okay. Now, Enoch wrote exactly what's on the clock for you. 98:11-12, bring it.
The book of First Enoch, chapter 98, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads, woe to you, you abstinate of mine, who walk wickedly and eat blood. Where do you have good things to eat and to drink and to be filled? From all the good things which Yahweh the Most High has placed in abundance on the earth, therefore you shall have no peace. Verse 12. Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness. Wherefore do you hope for good for yourself? You know that you shall be delivered into the hands of the right, and they shall cut off your neck and slay you and have no mercy on you.
You see that? You see that? So, understand one thing. The man is making a plan, and look what he says, Detroit, in the book of St. John. He made a statement in the book of St. John, help me out, 7 verse 6. Did he say anything in 7 verse 6 of St. John at Detroit? Did he say anything that we can latch on to it in 7 verse 6 of St. John? Did he say anything that we can read? What did he say at Detroit, Michigan? What did he say? Tempo.
St. John.
7 verse 6. What did he say?
Mm-hmm. 7. Verse 6, and it reads, St. John 7, verse 6, and it reads, then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
You see the man said? He said, I can make a tree lead a root. And while you standing on the corner, I can have a tree just leave its root and just fall right on top of your head. I can have you coming out of the store, and all of a sudden, I can have a one that is born crooked just take his pistol and just shoot up the place. Just for the, you know, and do you know what day this descendant of Esau just shot the place on a Sabbath day, on a Saturday. Did you know that Yahweh told you that day you're supposed to be in to a Bible study class? Do you know that's the day you go on your computer, this little old Esau man went in the store and just shot up some, and makes a bad shot the folks real good. You know, mm-hmm. It's been somebody like you shot up anybody. You know when they send you, they gonna shoot you right away. They say, okay, mm-hmm. you do shoot, now come on, come on, get in the car, let's take you in. Ain't that something? You see what it is? How do you take a man alive after he sprayed his gun on the Sabbath day, and then you take him? You want to put the rifle down and come on go with us now? Ain't that something? then you got the judge, old Judge Hatchett. She's sitting over at the bar in Atlanta, and here comes the big dignitary come in, the big sheriff come in. He see her sitting at the bar. He go take his hand not only one time, put it on her breast, not only two times, he put it on it three times. Old Judge Hatchett. She got a rule to wake him. She said, God, dog, You mean I'm a judge? And here the big sheriff came and put his hand on my breast, not only one time, maybe he mixed me with somebody else. He put it on the second time and the third time. You know they get the big Esau.
What happened?
It was opposite. Imagine if Queen Elizabeth was sitting at the bar and you came in and put your hand on Queen Elizabeth, just bumped into her. You had to touch her old breast. You just bump into her. So you see, Roy, we kind of keep telling you something. You got people that was created to get at you from the womb. But you refuse to understand the double jeopardy, but that's why you're in the wrong ministry. You don't understand that everybody got a job to do. You don't want to serve him? He told you plainly. You don't want to serve me? Okay. All right. Deuteronomy 28:47. What does it say, Mother Dear Israel? See, you don't want to serve me? You want to stay in communities and you don't want to save me? Or serve me? You want to continue pay for water bills? Water? You mean people charge you for a water bill named Bill? Yes, he right. He even charged you for the land he untaking from you. And you still won't figure this thing. You still trying to make adjustments. I'm going to come back to this man where he can go on double, and then he told you the righteous is going to get at the wicked. But how is the righteous get the wicked? And you keep on cameo with the man down the table. He can't recognize you now. All way he's going to recognize you, he'll recognize you according to what he's saying. The people was in the grocery store on the Sabbath day. You won't be in no grocery store on the Sabbath day. You won't be in a class. But you was in the grocery store. And then he come in there, just spray his gun and tell you, well, I said, no. Hey, I'm just going to wait on my lookalike to come get me. Is she through shooting now? Come on, get in the car. Hate that something. Little old judge over there now. Now, she supposed to be a judge, and now she got to judge some people. If, what about you? You got a rude awakening. Judge Hatchet, G. Hatchet. Three times he put his hand on your breast. Until another big dignitary had to pull his hand off your breast. A judge. Keep telling you, see right here, your only comfort is coming back to the word of Yahuwah, and every day you come at this thing, come at it like it's your last, because it could be your last. So what we read? What we reading so far? What we read? What we got?
You say Deuteronomy chapter 28:47.
Yeah, what it say? What it say, my dear Israel? What it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28:47. Read. Because thou servest not Yahuwah your Yahuwah with joyfulness and with gladness of mind. For the abundance of all things, 48. Therefore shall you serve thine enemy, which Yahuwah shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put
stop
a yoke of iron.
Stop it there. Stop it there. He said, you don't want to serve me, you want to serve your enemy. For hunger, you know what they're doing now in the harbors and the ships now, they blocking the ships not to come in. You know what they do to the truckers? They slowing the truckers down to bring you stuff. How you know your prices are doubled up and tripled up? How you notice that? Do you know out there in Iran that in Iraq that prices have went up 300%? You know that's going on there? Prices went up 300. He said, look, you don't want to serve me? Like, right now, lands before you, or 40, verse 4, he tell you land before you. And camp one, land is Edorel. The garden out there, land before you all over the place. And you still won't do nothing. The young lions get out there and turn the grass over and put the seeds in there. A wise seer going to tell you, listen, it's time for you to stock up. Stock up, lay something down in the ground, seed, right? Put something seed down in the ground. Huh? Land, school, banquet hall. Get prepared. They, Bill Gates and all the big dignitaries, they deliberately buying up land just for the hell of it. Put a sign that says keep out. Because they want you to grow nothing. Because they know your population got out of order. You see, and Yahweh said, you don't want to serve me. So you're going to continue. You're going to serve your enemy. And you're still watching that one-eyed Satan. But you're not rolling your sleeves up and knowing who you label them on and getting your garden prepared, getting your canned foods prepared. The man, it's going to be another famine coming up. And the seer is warning you. Get in where you're fit in at. Tear that ground up and put some seeds down. Stock up some food. Stock it up. They deliberately hold up the trucks. They deliberately hold up the ships. They're doing everything. And your prices, you go in the store, you say, God, dog, a chicken wing costs much as a prime steak now.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what's going on with you? It the seer is telling you, cut into that ground. Put some seeds there. Put some perishable food and put it away. Support the ministries that is talking about land, school, banquet, all the radio stations. Because we're trying to get you prepared. Land is everywhere. Fork, and you sit on the fence. Waiting on that one-eyed Satan to tell you something. It's going to cost you. I'm telling you, get in where you've been in at. Know who labor among you and get in and do your part in Yahweh. That's all we tell you. So what we reading? What we reading so far? What we reading?
Well, I was reading Deuteronomy 28 and verse 48.
Well, we got that out the way.
Okay,
be clear with that. Okay, a young lion, come back to First Corinthians. No, that was Camp 4. Come on back to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 1. He's going to say something to you, but you get this wrong, too. Let me tell you in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 1. Let's read a little bit. He makes a statement, just read it where you see it, because he makes a statement, but you standing so long, you read it totally different. Because that's what Christianity do for you. Read the way you see it, Detroit, Camp 4, 1 Corinthians 6:1. I knew where I was at, Brother Mackay. You didn't come back with me on that. You got five. You got down. It was time to bring me verse 12, but you didn't bring me nothing. I'll come back in verse 12 in a minute. But come on back now to 1 Corinthians 6:1, Camp 4, bring it.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints?
Go ahead.
Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
He said the saints is going to judge the world. He said, don't you know the saints going to judge the world, Saint Ryan? He said, not only is the saints, they're going to judge the world. See, do you know that the saints going to judge the world? Brother Mackay, who were the saints? 119. Verse 148. Who do you think that's going to judge the world? Do you know, you're talking to the brothers that's in current. He said, do you know one day the saints is going to judge the world? What saints are you talking about going to judge the world? Let's see. 119,
Brother
Micaiah? Psalms. Chapter 119.
148.
All right. That's what I want? All right. Bring what I want. Do you know the saints is going to judge the world? What is he talking about? Who is the saints that when they come, know who they really are, they're going to judge the world? Who is these saints going to judge the world? Bring it. Bring it, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Psalms, chapter 50.
No, I don't want 50. I'm going to come back with that one. I want the one in, what is it, 119?
148.
Yeah, that's what I want, 148. Thank you, Mother. See, I know who's studying. Yeah, I know who's studying. Because this video come to you. It's repetition. See, when you're studying, all you're gonna be prepared. But when you're off and all over things, you ain't gonna find nothing. See, it's time to study, see, right? Because the saints is gonna one day judge the world. Who these saints is gonna be judging the world? Bring it. Mother of Israel, bring it. Go on, bring it out. Yeah, come on.
Psalm 148, verse 14. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahweh.
He said you better praise Yahweh on it. So do you know who's gonna judge the world when you get your act? Now, Brother Kai, give me that Thomas verse 3. He said, do you know that once you finally recognize who you are, do you know your position will be to judge the earth? You're not going up and away. That's Christianity. That's Islam. Your judgment would be right here on the earth. See, but all your life you've been told that you're going up and away. No, see, right here. The judgment is here. This is where you're going to be at. When he resurrect you, you'll be right here on the earth. And those that are going to be the resurrection of the evil and the unjust, he's going to bind them in the fire on the earth. Everything will be done on the earth. Not up and away. That's from Satan the devil. That's Christianity. What you reading, young lion? Who read what?
The book of Thomas. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in pride, and it is you who are that proud.
See, right? See, in the book of Isaiah, young line, in the book of Isaiah 13, now make it 10:1. Listen, what he's saying Listen to what he said in the 10th chapter, particularly verse number 1. Listen to what he's saying, Steve, right? Is you hearing what he's saying? He's telling Isaiah in 700 B.C. something. Look what he's saying in 10 verse 1 of Isaiah. What did he say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, woe unto them that decree upright decree. Isaiah
read
chapter 10,
again.
Verse 1. Yeah, verse 1 reads, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decree, and that right grievousness which they have prescribed.
You see that? He said disaster to them that do, they create unrighteous decrees. It's no way nobody close looking like you could have shot that pistol. He couldn't even lay down and not got shot. He couldn't even lay. This brother, this son of Esau walked out. Would you give me the rifle you got that you shot the you know what they call you with? Is your through shooting? Do you know it's no way if you well you ha I don't care if you to drop the rifle and lay it on your stomach and take your hands spread out, you still won't get see, Ray, your only answer is to recognize your maker and what he told you. He said, since you don't want to serve me, you're going to serve your enemy. Most dear of Israel, give me a Sirach chapter 5, verse 9. Sirach, let's get a couple of verses out of 5, verse 9. In the book of Sirach.
Yeah.
Sirach chapter 5, verse 9. Look what he told the old seer in the 5th chapter, verse 9. Look what he told him that we can read.
Sirach chapter 5, verse 9. And there is a friend whose bend turned to enmity and strife will discover they reproach. Thy report, reproach.
Good.
Verse 10. Again, some friends is a companion at the table and will not continue in the day of thy affliction. Verse 11.
Yeah.
Verse 11. But in thy prosperity, he will be as thyself and will be whole over thy servant. Verse 12. If thou be brought low, he will be against thee and will hide himself from thy face. Verse 13. Separate thyself from thy enemy. And take heed of thy friend.
You see, you the man just said? He said, you got to watch, that's what keep on saying, you got to watch the one that labor among you. And you got to understand something. When you see, I'm going to tell you how you put the metal detector on those that are around you. Open that Bible up. Open that Bible up and watch how they gravitate to it. Or they try to, well, you know, put the Bible on. Let's just talk. If they pull away from the Bible and they can never tell you nothing that the Bible's saying, then you got hell on your hand whether you know it or not. You think because they look good, smell good, and walk good, but if they ain't got Yahweh, if they're not a Yahweh person, you got to distance yourself from that person. Because that person is going, In last night's lesson, we read about Issachar's boy Job was the greatest man of the East. Everybody was skinny and grinning in his household. He had 10 babies. But soon, the just man in 24:16 fell. His mate told him, "You will still hold your integrity? Curse Yahweh and die." That's the last thing he want to hear from her. That kind of conversation. I'm down, woman. You mean you ain't gonna tell me that I'm a just man and 24:16 I get up and I'm gonna fall automatic 7 times. So this is my first fall. Well, look, you got 6 more. You ain't gonna tell me nothing? You gonna tell me just curse Yahweh and die? See that? Then that gonna hurt your feelings. When you find out what you thought you had with you, you ain't working on nothing. And how you try them all is through the Bible. If you can throw a birth to them and they can respond to it, and then throw a precept with it, you'd be surprised. Once you get a certain age, you know all that jumping around, you ain't gonna do it no more. You better find something you can do in that Bible, because you ain't gonna be doing nothing else. Even 3 minutes gonna turn into 1 minute. And that's it. What about our whole rest of the day? Or you go sit in that corner to the right and I go sit in the corner to the left. Because we ain't got nothing in common. That's what we tell you, see, Roy, you gotta get some of this book in you. Your company gotta be about this Bible. This is gonna get you eternal life or eternal damnation. It's up to you. Now, you gotta get away from being. Did we read in that 5th chapter and say about give me 128. Same book that Brother Makai, give me 128. I gotta get a word out of it. 128. Give me 1. I need a word. I'm looking for a word. Maybe 128 to help me out. Sirach, 128. Need a word, Brother Makai. I need a word. Well, I got a delay or something, WCC. I'm getting a delay or something. Mother of Israel, pick up that Sirach. Hey, Campo, you got them the missing books with you yet?
Sirach 128.
Yeah, come on, Detroit. I mean, come on, Mother of Israel. No, huh?
Sirach.
Sirach 128,
what did it say? Sirach, chapter 1, verse 28. Distrust not the fear of Yahweh when thou art poor, and come not unto him with a double mind. Is that doubt?
You see what he say? So you see the man saying? He said, you know, you got given them double minds. See, we got to know what you're working with. We got to know what you're on. You got to get rid of these double-minded people. Now, a lot of these things, you got the young lion's microphone all hemmed up or what? A young lion, come on back to that 1 Corinthians 5, give me that 12 through 14.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. On verse 12.
Okay.
Verse 12.
Yeah, read. Throw it on to verse 14. Yeah, what do we read?
Okay. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 12 down to 14. Verse 12 read. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you a case to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them with glory in appearance.
Hold on, young lion. Is you in 5:12-14?
Yeah, 2 Corinthians.
That's where you at? Yeah, you know, because we left off on what we was on. Yeah, I think that was 5. One in 5:12. You left off. You read verse 11. You remember what you read? I want 12 to 14 on what you We stopped you on
the terror.
And we left there and we went away about 30 minutes. Going back to verse, Paul is talking to Northern Kingdom in 12 through 14. What did he say?
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Verse 12 reads, "For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them with glory in appearance and not in mind."
Yeah, well, hold that point. Hold that point. We still ain't got it. We ain't hooked up. That ain't where you left off it on, young line. You leave off on that. We weren't in that. We was in, what was in? What was in? 12, 5? What
were we in? He was in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He left out by Yahweh being a terror.
Yeah, okay, well, that's excellent, mother. But I'm looking for Paul is addressing them about something in 12 through 14. He was saying something to them. You know, Bill got away from me. You know, I ain't got no book. Matter of fact, I haven't even unpacked no books. When I came from the class and got some dignitaries, I'm looking for a verse in 5, verse 12, or 12, verse 5, to tell us what Paul's telling you, those that's without. He said, let me take care of that. He said, let Yahweh take care of you. You work with the ones that going to do this business. So can y'all catch on to that from that? What was that at? What can we read what Paul says? Well, when Paul was telling the Corinthians, Northern Kingdom, he said, those that's without, he said, let them, Yahweh take care of that. Anybody help me out? Can anybody help me out? Can anybody help those see out? Because I don't have a book. Matter of fact, I didn't get a chance to even unpack the books. So, I'm looking for what he was telling them that those that's without, Yahweh judges. 12 through 14, what verse is that? You sure it ain't the fifth chapter? 1 Corinthians 5, 12 through 14, you sure?
Okay,
is you sure that's not it?
Well,
is
we
that
1
Corinthians? Chapter. Okay, well, we was in 7. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put that to the side, and we'll come back on it, because like I said,
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13.
Okay, good. Thank you, that mother, dear Israel. I think I remember saying 5, 12 through 14. What does it say that we can read that young line, 12 through 14? Because he talked to the Northern Kingdom about something. What did he say?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within." Verse 13, "But them that are without Yahweh judge. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person."
So when you without the order of Yahweh, what kind of person are you? I don't care how much you're skinny and grinning. What kind of person are you according to Yahweh?
Wicked.
Wicked person.
I can't hear none.
Wicked.
All right, just chalk in the car.
Among yourselves, that wicked
good.
Person.
Yeah, right. So, Camp Folk, give me a closing statement by reading Psalms 12, verse 2. Let's see what we can read and give me a closing statement. We'll get back on this on the top part of Saturday. Top part of Saturday. We'll get back on this. What can we read in Psalms 12, verse 2?
Psalms 12, verse 2. And it reads, "They speak vanity, every one, with his neighbor. With flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak."
But so you got to watch the one that always got a double heart. That means a double-minded. And the precept of double-minded, we'll read that by our mother, dear Israel, but we'll get that in James 2, verse 8, or 1, verse 8. Hey, wait on me, mother, dear Israel. Campo, what your closing statement is? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Do the word. Read the word.
Excellent. Camp 3, what is your closing statement? You got anything that's want to close out on this lesson of Camp 3? You want to say anything on the closing statement? Camp 3, around King and Keek. You got a closing statement you want to make?
Shalom, shalom.
Excellent.
Now, really, sir, I just want to say that the class was good. Got a lot of little confusion going on. I wanted to pop in a few times, but I didn't know if my mic was on or not. But we're going to get it together, and we just got to stay up. And I love the talk about this on the latest of this shooting, how he wasn't supposed to walk out like that, but he did. Anybody else, if it had been us, we would have been dead. We wouldn't have been allowed to just get in the car and go, you know, peacefully. You know, so, you know, we got a lot of work to do. Guys, coming back. Shalom.
All right. That's Cap 3. That's right. We got a lot of work to do. But our work starts and thus says Yahweh YHWH. You right? That's Cap 3 around Kankakee. Saying we got a lot of work to do, y'all. We do. Mother Deep Israel, what you got? What you got, Mother Deep Israel? What you got?
For my clothes.
No. I gave you a statement. Yeah, I gave you a verse, and I said knock it out when we come back. I forgot.
James chapter 1. James chapter 1,
okay.
Verse 8. A double-minded man. James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
You see that? See, when you're double-minded, you are unstable in all your ways. So that's some change. That's why we got to be growing and studying this book. You got them double-minded. They're going to talk everything about outside of the book. They ain't going to precept nothing. They got nothing to bring to the table that we can read. We can break it down in prophecy. They just double-minded. They know more about the world than this Bible. And that got to change. All right, Mother D.F. Israel, you still tall. You know, y'all ran a broadcast in Grand Style about an hour and a half. I was sitting back there listening. And so that's why I know the box can't have been lit and the curtain hair went up. And we pulled together as one. Yahweh going to give us the double that's written in the 61st chapter of the book of whatever's written there. And Isaiah. So the double is coming, but we got to organize. So we leave it like that, and whatever your closing thoughts is, Mother Deep Israel, take your time and bring it out. You're on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 49, verses 1, 2, 4, and 6. Verses 1. Praise ye Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praises in the congregation of the saints. Verse 2. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Israel be joyful in their king. Verse 4. For Yahweh taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Verse 6. Let the high praises of Yahweh be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. That's it. Mm-hmm. So what we got to be by the young line? How about Hebrews 10:24? What do we got to be? What do we got to be about? Huh? What we got to do that we can read? How about 10:24? In the book of Hebrews. Let's talk about it. 10:24, what we got to do? Come on.
The book of Hebrews.
The
chapter 10, verse 24 reads, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Yeah. So we got to get our love right and what? Get our love right and what again?
Good works.
Good works. That's what we got to get our love right and good works. Let's precept that to 2 Ezra 9, 7 through 13, the closing statement now. Campo, I mean, young lion, you're here. You're helped out in grand style. Matter of fact, I see you at the top of the heap in the host box. Throwing it down in dust, says Yahweh. You don't see it like that. We don't know one thing about it. You got to get it like that. I'm happy that you're prepared to go. And Yahweh and Mother of Israel was right there. Said, look here, don't worry. I'm right here with you. Pop me up. And that's what it's all about. Let's read on 2 Ezra 9, 7 on the verse 13 and a closing statement now. Young lion, excellent on your part. Come on.
Okay, you want 2 Ezra, that's 9, 7 down to 13?
Verse 7 on the verse 13. Yes, sir.
Okay, the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9. Verse 7 down to 13. Verse 7 reads, and everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith, whereby you have believed. Verse 8, shall be preserved from the said perils and shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Verse 9, then shall they be a pitiful case, which now have abused my way, and they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment. Verse 10, for such as in their life have received benefit and have not known me. Verse 11, and they that have loved my law while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. Verse 12, the same must know it after death by pain. Verse 13, and therefore be you not curious how the unyahwali shall be punished, and when but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is, and from whom the world is created.
So he says, so we got to be clear. Give me Psalm 50, verse 5. So we have to make a agreement with him by what? 50, verse 5 in the closing statement of Psalms.
Book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
He said, the ones that have sacrificed the world for Yahweh's business, that's the one you gather to me. The one that can roll their sleeves up and get in where they've been in at, that made a covenant sacrifice by putting themselves secondary and look at the broad picture of your peoples that's in a terrible, they in terrible shape in the mind. Three said we got a lot of work to do, but it started with us getting to them. Young lion, excellent on your part. What's your closing statement? Catch the eyeball top part of the Sabbath day. The flow is yours. Close us out and everything belongs to you. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, to be able to learn under the seer. Thank you, Yahweh, for blessing me to have a wife and children that you have given me to raise under him. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders, the mothers, the brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed counts of what's the true Israelite. I'm going to read the book of back in Exodus, chapter 12, verse 31. 31 read. And the lion, whom you saw was rising up out of the wood and roaring and speaking to the eagle and rebuking her for her unrighteousness with all the words which you has heard. Hallelujah, wa, hallelujah, wa, hallelujah, wa.
Hallelujah, wa. So, Young Lion and Michael 4:10, but since you're in the host box, you stay there and you continue as long as you want to stay there. But give me Michael 4:10. You can talk until they put a plug on you. Michael 4:10. See, what we got to do this. We got to be a Michael 4:10. Then it's on you. I'm through with it. You take it from there because you're in the host. Talk some more until the Latter-day Saints, the WCC, pull your plug on you. What it says in Michael 4:10?
Book of Michael, chapter 4, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Yada, like a woman in travail. For now shall you go forth out of the city, and you shall dwell in the field, and you shall go even to Babylon. There shall you be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem you from the hand of your enemy.
Babylon is where you at right now, the United States of America. Young Lion, you still in the airways, and Mother D.F. Israel is right there with you. I'm through talking. You on the clock. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, what? He said the hands of the enemy. We're going to pull out some about the enemy. So we can read who the enemy is. Put it in the mouth of the column in my mind. Come back to me. The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 10. Who that is? Mother D. You still with me, Mother D? We're going to put it on out then. The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to him, the son of Hamadazah, Agai, the Jews' enemy. Jews is another polluted word for Yahda, Jews. So we know who the enemy is talking about. Talking about Agai. Esau and his five sons. That's what he's talking about the enemy is. We got to wake up, Israel. We got to know who our enemy is. Don't know who our enemy is then. Can you say to take me in the day? I've watched it now looking down at the point at Hosea. Chapter 5, verse 15. He said over there. Read this Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Now watch, this was this Hosea chapter 5, verse 15 reads, I will go and return to my place, to they acknowledge their offense, and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me heard. Now watch, we got to seek his face. That's what we got to do. Got watching down there waiting on us. This world, see what we go do. That's what we here for. Get to this word, y'all walk. So, we're going to go ahead and cut it short. If we see eyeball to eyeball, this world, see Roy. God bless you. We are one.